Closing out my player profiles is a defender that led the team in sacks and tackles for loss, defensive end Olivier Vernon.
It was a dream season for the hometown product in his second season with the Miami Dolphins. Defensive end Olivier Vernon made a statement, not with his words, but by the way he produced in 2013. Vernon found opposing quarterbacks with regularity, leading the defense with 11.5 sacks on the season. Olivier did it sometimes using relentless power and speed, and sometimes the old-fashioned way, by just collapsing the pocket. Vernon's consistent pressure led him to Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco and to a multiple sack performance against the Jets.
Play action fake, Geno back to throw, and gets sacked! It looks like it was Olivier Vernon who crushed him at the 20-yard line. A loss of 9 yards on the first offensive play for the New York Jets. Back to throw goes Sims. Get pressure. Oh. And he goes down.
Whoa.
Oh, this was Olivier Vernon. They were decapitated. But Sims tried to duck underneath it. Loss of 9 yards. Back to throw looking, getting pressure. And he's going to go down again for the fourth time. Olivier Vernon, are you kidding me? That's 3 sacks on the day. He's got 10.5 on the year.
On the road against Big Ben and the Steelers, OV harassed Roethlisberger from start to finish. And this sack made it 4 games in a row, recording a sack, and 7 during that 4-game span. Against the run, Vernon was just as good, totaling 13 tackles for loss, which also led the defense and finished the season with 57 total tackles. OV was able to set the edge, find the football, and get off blocks consistently to make plays. Vernon has had the luxury to learn from one of the best, in veteran defensive end Cameron Wake. OV put that knowledge to good use last season, and moving forward, this duo presents problems for the rest of the league.
I'm John Kajemi, and go to Dolphins.com for more player profiles and all your news and notes on the Miami Dolphins.